Bills Ravens 6:30 Sunday night live right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can do it with a man with feminine feet. Tommy Boulay will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. Fantastic food, delicious drinks, and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Go hang out with Tommy and the WCMF crew at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, also with your friends from CMF. All right. WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch.
Yep.
Joining us, the Breakroom WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. By the way, that brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing, stock up with Kind IPA for the big game this weekend. You could go there tonight to get it.
Oh, nice.
And while you're there, see one of our good buddies joining us as he does every pregame from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
How are we feeling?
Nervous.
Okay.
Oh, you'll be fine tonight.
So, speaking of Three Heads, you doing a live broadcast tonight.
We'll be live from 3 until 6, a sports bar, me and Gino live. And they have the Leaping Hazy IPA, ooh, which has on the label a certain quarterback that you may be familiar with, leaping over linebackers in a single bound, this special edition playoff,
wow,
playoff run of this Leaping Hazy IPA, available only at Three Heads this afternoon.
Way to avoid copyright infringement. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the other chair from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Good morning.
Oh, hold on. Danger, can we, something's going on here, Mike. There's a little switch. Flip it back. Okay. Damn it. Kimmy, could you help? Do you know where this? No, over here. On his mic. I'm sorry.
My mic.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll get there. I'm sorry, everybody. This is actually perfectly appropriate if you are watching on the live show.
Oh, yeah.
It's a white switch right there. Nope. Bottom. Yeah. You see it? Try it now.
Hello.
Oh,
okay. Thank
go.
You. There we go.
Mm. A little side by side.
Hello, friends.
Okay, you got to get right up on that mic.
Hello, friends. It's good to see everybody. It's me.
Who's me?
Kimmy. Good morning.
So last week, Ryan came dressed as you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, he is Kimmy. Yeah. Would you like to describe what he looks like to the audience, please?
He looks like if Kimmy really focused and tried.
I was just going to say he's a more feminine me. The only thing, I mean, if he really wanted to commit, shave the mustache, or maybe he's trying to tell me something, I don't know.
No, he looks
but
like you in Waterway.
I did almost wear those shoes today.
He looks like Kimmy if she got stung by 1,000 bees.
funny.
Okay, YouTube and Twitch, the Breakroom, WCMF.com.
He's even wearing the outfit.
Yeah, he... So here's just quick sidebar before we get into this. Last week he texted me to be you, and he goes, take a picture of Tommy and tell him so he can match up the outfit. So I did. So this morning he goes, take a picture of Kimmy. And I go, yeah, I can't do that with her. Secretly take a picture of Kimmy.
Click.
Boom. Danger?
Yeah.
You asked how we were feeling. I'm going to ask you, how are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, feel pretty good.
All right.
31-7 last week in the playoffs.
Yes, yeah. And
Denver Broncos, good defense.
Really good defense?
Saying really good defense.
Sure. You also had, on the other side, the Ravens blow the doors off the Steelers.
Bad team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dange.
Yeah.
We talked this morning about legacy. Like, this game is important to survive in advance. This game is important to get the first championship, a step to it, the Bills have ever had. But this is a legacy game. And we talked about how in the early 90s, as a kind of a side-by-side, you had John Elway, Joe Montana, Boomer Esiason, Dan Marino, and Jim Kelly in the AFC. And all of those four other quarterbacks could not get past the Buffalo Bills. You have a similar situation now with Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen. And every game they meet in the playoffs from now on will have the weight of the game being remembered forever.
Sure. And I've been asking all week long, who do you think has the most pressure going into this game? Which team is going to face the most pressure going into this game? And if you distill it down even further, you could say, hey, there's a lot of pressure on Sean McDermott because you don't want to lose a home divisional round game for the third year in a row against a third different opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But there's equal amount of pressure on Lamar Jackson, who has all of these MVPs but historically flames out in the playoffs and has yet to go to the Super Bowl. The guy that doesn't have any pressure on him, in my opinion, is Josh Allen.
Oh!
He just has a little chip on his shoulder because, you know, everybody's talking about the first-team All-Pro over there in Lamar Jackson, who's probably going to win the MVP.
We turn to Ryan Kimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree there is more pressure on Lamar Jackson than Josh Allen?
I agree that there is more pressure on Lamar Jackson. And I do think that Josh Allen has been slept on, especially as of late. You have the All-Pro vote. You have the not going to him. He's second team all pro. You have all this talk about him not being the MVP. I feel like he was is really overlooked, much like I was in high school.
Listen to Cream Cheese Kimmy.
Cream Cheese Kimmy.
So because of that, I think Josh is just playing with house money.
Okay. Can I? Are you? Is this funny, or are you bothered by this?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I mean, I know I talk with my hands, but do I keep? I it's kind of a cross between me and Tommy. Like if you go like this, you gotta call me.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, the Mr. Burns hands.
The clones. The claws.
The clones. You're so dumb. All right.
I approve.
Tommy made his picks this morning. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy Mulay here on CMF. Over under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry.
I am taking the under.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
Because
you said it was hard to bet against.
I think because McDermott in the past, and I know I said this before, but you disagree with me. When he was with Tennessee, he figured that kid out.
They've
slowed him down.
What's weird about Henry is against the Bills. You're right. Normally McDermott figures people out the second time around. Henry has had monster games, terrible games, monster games against the Bills. He's all over the place.
I understand that, but I also look at Baltimore as being a two-dimensional team. Those two dudes are it.
That's what?
So I'm saying, like, you know, Josh has all these weapons, all these people he can work with. Mm-hmm. I don't see that in Baltimore. I see those two dudes as being the team.
That's the most unique take I've heard all week.
Stick around.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under
145 yards.
Rushing for Derrick Henry. Yeah. Danger, the last four games Derrick Henry has played, he has not rushed for under 145 yards. And let's not forget the 199 yards he ran against the Bills week four. Over under 145 yards rushing for Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
I'm going under.
Oh, buddy. Baby. Why are you going under?
I think this is going to be a defensive battle. I think you're going to see both defenses step up and really work to try and like prevent Derrick Henry from having the kind of game he had week four. You got the defense healthy. You got the guys that weren't in there week four back. They've played Derrick Henry. They kind of know Derrick Henry and what they need to do there. More disciplined than I think what you had out there week four. So I feel confident they're going to – look, he's going to have his plays. He's going to rush and get plenty of yardage. I don't think – 140 seems a lot.
Damn.
Okay.
I smell a sweep coming from Kimmy Coffee Cake.
All right, so we turn to Kimmy Coffee Cake. By the way,
Cakes, eh?
Al says, wow, it's cool to see what Kimmy looks like finally with boobs. Ryan, over under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry.
145 seems like it would be high. I would be upset if the Bills gave up 145 to the Baltimore Ravens. However, even though I don't agree normally with the men on this show, I am going to take the under as well. And I believe that is because the defensive trio of Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, and Taron Johnson, defensively, how I get when I work with you men on this show, I think that they are going to be back in this in the saddle, and I think they're going to keep them to under 145.
We got a sweep.
Sweepola, baby, out of the gate.
I don't love that. I'll be honest with you. Don't love it. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under. One half a touchdown catch for Amari Cooper.
Now, it's going to be super ass cold.
8 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, and it's just going to go, it's going to tank. So you're going to be in negative wind chills.
Possibly.
It's tough to catch a ball in that kind of weather. But I don't know how Cooper is in a cold.
Played in Cleveland.
I would say the kid's got to show up. I would say he can get a touchdown.
So you're over.
Oh, wow. It's one lousy touchdown in a game.
He's had two in like 12 weeks. Pick.
Which tells me he's due because everybody eats, right? He's got all these weapons out there,
no,
right?
No, but everybody eats is it's decreasing his turn to the eat. Odd. Okay.
It's his turn to eat.
So to be clear, I'm trying to be patient.
I'm trying to be patient.
Shut up.
Hard for me.
To be clear, you were over one half a touchdown. Okay, great. From Sarah on Facebook, we turn to Kimmy Toffee. Ryan, Amari Cooper has two touchdown catches as a Buffalo Bill. He has made a couple of fantastic deep ball sideline catches. Mm-hmm. But there's also been games where he has been a non-factor and like not even an underrated, like a game where he did not catch a ball while he was dressed. Mm-hmm. Over under, one half a touchdown catch for Amari Cooper.
I agree that he is due. Hang on one second, excuse me.
You brought a Stanley in as a prop.
I didn't even see him sneak that in.
Yeah, it was in his belly button.
Got him. I don't understand how you guys. I don't understand how you deal with this every day. How we deal with this every day.
Okay.
You know, I think it's Amari's turn to to go off. You had a great catch from him toward the end of the season. He hasn't gotten in the end zone much lately, but I do think that this is the time, and I think the Bills are going to try to get out of the gate real fast to build a lead and control the time of possession. I see Amari Cooper getting into the end zone 100%.
So you are over one half a touchdown.
I am over you and one half a touchdown.
Danger, like the Amari Cooper trade on the whole is strange because he is not producing the numbers that you think a third-round pick that they gave up to get him would justify. But you have to agree, the offense has looked completely different with him there when they have to account for him. So it's a worth it, not worth it. Over, under, one half a touchdown catcher, Amari Cooper.
I just wonder, is Josh Allen, does he trust Amari Cooper? Does he trust him enough to go to him with frequency? He's built that trust over time with Khalil Shakir. I think Keon Coleman has a nice game. Sure, why not? Let's go ahead and say Amari Cooper gets a touchdown.
So you're all
double
in
sweeps.
Damn it, guys! Tommy tells it like it is. Recap with our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Swollen Kimmy. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
I mean, don't you think he's got to let it all out?
It's not
this
his,
is it.
It's not his choice. It's how they're going to run this offense.
Yeah, but you know,
by
when
the way,
he
we've
gets
seen Josh have amazing games without throwing 300 yards.
I don't think this is one of those games.
So you think
it's going to be a shootout? Probably, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a shootout with James Cook running.
Josh
for
could
100.
Run it. Yeah.
I would. Would you bet against Josh getting 300 yards in a game they have to have?
That is not my choice to make. That is your choice
to make. Let me point out you got to.
We don't want to sway you anyway because we know how this goes on Monday.
Yeah, that's all y'all do is sway.
If you're watching the live stream, he's doing the Thriller dance, by the way.
I think that's just the way his hands are shaped now.
He's shaped like a corpse.
Well, I'm old, man. I got
the
old
man
Tommy.
Hands don't work. I'm running for your life.
Yeah, I'm going to take 300 for John.
I love his real voice, too, becomes the Thriller song. To be clear, you
give
are over 300 yards passing
yes,
Josh Allen.
To be clear, Pat.
Now, Danger, statistically, this isn't even bias. He, for the games he's played in the playoffs, he is number one in almost every statistical category. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen on Sunday.
In his four games against the Baltimore Ravens, Josh Allen has never completed more than 215 yards.
Oh!
Passing. I'm going under.
See, didn't tell me that.
I said call Danger, and you said he won't answer your phone.
He doesn't answer.
No, my voicemail. You got my voicemail,
no,
right?
No, this morning.
I called your house.
Oh, you called my landline.
He's so old, he did an impression of him calling your landline without realizing it, and then he did your old answering machine,
yeah.
And then it beeped.
I had to replace the tape. It got eaten up in the answering machine.
We turn to Kimmy Ryan. Dan on Facebook says,
"Hi, Dan.
Now we know what it would look like if we cross Kimmy with a scared blowfish." Ryan?
Yes?
There are those arguing that to maintain possession, this will be more of a Derrick Henry versus James Cook game than Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson game. Over under 300 yards passing for Josh Allen.
300 yards seems high. Do you know how many games this season, I understand we're talking postseason versus regular season, but so far this season, how many games has Josh Allen thrown for 300 yards?
How many?
Three. Out of all of the games this season, three games, he's thrown for over 300. 300 is high for Josh Allen.
But I would argue there were four or five games where he didn't play for a significant stretch of time because the Bills were ahead.
Are fair, but to your point, and I agree with you even though I normally don't, I think that this is going to be a ground control possession game, and I do not see Josh going over 300 yards, and I'm okay with that, okay? I'm okay with that. Under.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning here. On CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
They have to win.
Uh-huh.
Because I think you're squandering this kid's talent if you don't.
Oh, okay.
I do. I think
I understand you're
getting peak Josh. You are getting Josh Allen. This may be his greatest season.
Okay, so you have the Bills winning,
yeah.
And then we're good there, right?
Well, no, you asked me about the
points.
Well, no, because
if they win, the points don't matter. Yeah. They're favor, right. they're dogs okay. by
yeah.
1.5.
All right,
so,
yeah,
all right,
yeah.
So we're good. So that's all it. Right. We're done.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a – I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Oh, you think it's a close game?
I would think so, right?
Okay, within 5? Field goal game.
I would say a touchdown.
You could just say a win without it being a blowout.
He's been really saucy today. Let's get him.
Okay. Oh, I'm sauced up.
You have him winning by a touchdown or more, but not over 10.
What yeah, idiot. I
you just boxed yourself into the hardest pick of all time.
You really did.
Because if they win by more, you lose. And then 10.
I don't see them winning.
If they win by
more.
Less than a touchdown, you lose. And if they lose, you lose. You lose. Good day, sir. So you have them in a 3-point window of 7 to 9 points.
Yeah.
2 points.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tight game.
Okay. We turn to Ryan here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Renee writes us, if Kimmy hadn't made a final decision on not having kids before today, she's done it now. Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
The Bills started as 1.5 favorites.
Mm.
They are now 1.5 dogs. Do they win? And if not, do they keep within a point?
I think that this is going to come down to coaching. John Harbaugh versus Sean McDermott. And there is no doubt that the Ravens offense has been on fire. But if anybody knows anything about me, I am into guys who have no hair who put out fires.
That's good.
Bills win and cover. Go Bills.
Okay.
All right.
Dangerous, we get back to legitimate football talk. I am furious. I normally don't buy into, like, disrespect stuff. Like, that idiot from down in Baltimore, like, what a clown doing that radio stuff. City losers.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ride a roller coaster for 24 straight hours tomorrow? the line moving to 1.5 for the Ravens really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
This team is undefeated at home this year. You have an atmosphere of Bills fans that, without question, affects every game. Yet, the Bills are dogs in their own house. Over, under. Damn it! I'm so fired up. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep winning?
You're angry. You feel disrespected.
I feel very disrespected.
You have no stake in this game. You're not a player. You're not on the field. You're a fan. You're going to be there. You're going to be fired up. You know who's leading the charge. You know who's going to be there up front.
Oh, yeah, Dage.
Okay. Are you going to do the thing where you know, like he does, where he combs his chest hair before he goes out there?
So Kimmy and I actually figured this out the other day. She had asked, can guys comb their chest hair? And I didn't know. And I was like, here, turn around so I can take my shirt off. And she yelled no because I was going to look. But yes, I have combable chest hair.
Okay. You and Fitzy will be out there on the field. You feel disrespected because this line moved. That entire locker room feels disrespected. And they hear everything that is being said about them. And everybody that you asked to predict this game.
The Bills win. Danger hit the button by accident. That's how fired up he is.
How do you stop talking with my hands? Everybody that you ask for prediction is going to say Bills are going to win by a field goal. Ravens are going to win by a field goal. It's going to be close. I'm here to tell you the Bills are going to win by 2 scores, 31-17.
Really?
They get the 30 points like they traditionally do, and they win the game to go to Kansas City.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I just went from 6 to midnight.
Let's go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm still at midnight. I think that's how that works.
Let's get to our bonus pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Hold on.
Give me a danger. Broke everything.
Not so fast, Duffy buddy. So I think it comes down to the final drive.
Okay.
And I think the Bills have that final drive. And I think Josh scores the winning touchdown, a rushing touchdown.
Whoa.
Wow, you're really calling your shot. Okay. You've had this pick all week, because I believe you teased this pick earlier in the week, saying, I got a whopper of a bonus pick.
I see him, like, pulling a move, busted play, he runs it in, kind of like what he did with Kansas City.
He almost turned around
and ran it in backwards.
Okay, so I just want to make
He's going to be the hero of this game.
I want to make sure.
The place is going to go nuts.
The bonus pick. Is the Bills are down.
Women are going to go into labor.
Bills are down, driving at last drive of the game. He runs the ball in.
Rushing touchdown.
To score the game-winning touchdown. Yeah. Okay. Baron Von Butt writes us on. I'm sorry. We're start with Danger.
Could be his real name.
Danger?
Yeah.
Does Josh Allen win this game on the final possession by running in the touchdown?
No.
No.
Not well, not according to his other pick.
Yeah, but I like his pick way better than
your
pick.
Well, I do, too. His now I hear it.
Okay. As we turn to Ryan Kimmy, Baron Von Butt writes, corned beef and cabbage patch Kimmy.
Oh.
We're running out of good ones.
I was thinking of Kimmy full of candy.
Saw one in the YouTube stream. Not so slimmy, Kimmy.
That's a good one. He's so chubby.
Ryan,
yes?
Does Josh Allen win this game on the final drive by running in the game-winning touchdown?
I'm going to give a half point to this.
Shut up!
Because I don't think that it's going to be on the final drive, but the last touchdown scored by the winning team is technically the winning touchdown.
Ooh.
And I can
no,
see...
No, that's not your pick, idiot. You could have said that.
So half point. I can see Josh running in the final Bills touchdown sometime in the fourth quarter, and that being the winning touchdown. I'm going to say a half point. I agree.
I'm watching Kimmy's face, and I'm trying to read her. Like she thinks it's funny, and I think her feelings are deeply hurt all at the same time.
That's a good bit, then.
In this room? In this room.
Please. Please.
All right, so... before we get to you guys, because you guys are out tonight, there's sports all over the place this weekend. The Amherst are live tonight at home. You can go catch them. Also, are you familiar with the Flower City Warriors?
Tell me about them.
The Flower City Warriors is a hockey team comprised strictly of veterans here in Rochester, New York.
Oh, okay.
Love this.
And the Flower City Warriors are playing tonight before the Amherst game. They are selling tickets to that event as well. I believe they are playing a team from Syracuse. They play other veterans teams from all over the state. So, yes, tonight... you can go watch them. I'm sorry. They're playing the Buffalo Warriors prior to the Amherst game this evening.
Tonight.
Yeah, but you can go check all that out. If you need more information, you can catch them on Twitter, X, whatever you call it, at FC Warrior Hockey. So go get all the information there. Danger, you guys are going to be out at Three Heads tonight.
We are, and we'll have a former NFL player on stage with us, a former Baltimore Raven on stage with us, Adam Terry.
Oh, yeah!
Former offensive lineman of the Baltimore Ravens. We'll learn a little bit more about what John Harbaugh is going to get his guys into here before the game on Sunday. We'll also talk to Chris Trapasso from CBS Sports. From 3 until 6, from Three Heads in the Sports Bar.
Way to make out with the enemy there, buddy. If things go well.
Mm-hmm. Think that guy's going to let me make out with him?
I don't know. That kind can get away from you, man. You know why?
Always because.
There you go. Kimmy Ryan, if I want to catch the newest episode of Let's Go Duffalo, where can I find that?
You can find that on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo.
Now you're just over the top with the hands.
No, I am not.
Gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Ooh, go Bills.
Let's go.
Go Bills. You know what's funny about hip-hop rap music?
What is that?
You know, lots of people were scared of it.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, these guys were criminals and thugs and things like that. And we've now reached the point where we've looped around where I think most fathers listening to what this rapper, most popular in the 90s, allegedly did and go, good! Good! You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Well, Tommy, you know the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, yeah.
Early 90s hip-hop group, one of the best rap groups of all time. Arguably the face, at least one of the most recognizable members of Wu-Tang, Method Man.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Method Man?
Yes.
Not only is he a musician, he's been in several movies and television shows. He's become kind of this like wise older statesman over the last couple of years. And it's really hard to not like Method Man, which is funny because like remembering when the Wu-Tang Clan Kimmy first came out. Well, okay, you were too young.
I was pretty young. Okay. But I mean, I get the picture there with the backlash and everything.
Method Man is in trouble with the law this morning.
So what did he do?
Okay. According to the police... Method Man beat the hell out of his daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
But the details get funnier the more you read the story.
Right?
According to police, Method Man beat the hell out of his daughter's ex-boyfriend at a Crunch Fitness on Staten Island.
Oh, man.
Wait, at the gym?
He saw him in the gym.
Okay.
According to witnesses, he saw this ex-boyfriend and just went after him. Reports are that he hit him with a closed fist in the face 11 times.
Jesus.
And it gets better. I'm going to read you a quote from, this is from the police report.
Yeah.
You ready? The alleged victim reported that Method Man, quote, brought the pain to his face.
Okay.
Which sounds
that's like an album cover.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
But what might be the funniest part of this story?
Yeah.
The alleged victim and the daughter of Method Man have not dated in 10 years.
Wait, so what the hell happened?
Wow.
That was a punch 10 years in the making.
So this, that's built up over time.
Obviously, yeah.
This had to be one of those, next time I see you, I'm kicking
she
your ass.
Had the opportunity.
And it took 10 years to see him.
How old is Method Man?
Method Man is 53 years old.
Okay, that's pretty old to be throwing hands.
Especially when
you
Johnny
Blaze.
Do we know
how old the guy is?
The guy, this is the most embarrassing part of the story. No. Method Man at 53 got the best of the victim who was 28 years old.
Oh.
You got your ass kicked by a 50-year-old man at a gym.
Damn.
And you're at the gym working out.
Not great. I mean, in the defense of the 28-year-old, Method Man always keeps himself in really good shape.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, 36 chambers, son.
Mm.
Method Man, meanwhile, denies anything like this happened.
Wait, he's saying he didn't do it?
And he has yet to be arrested.
There's got
to
be video of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be early on in the investigation, right? So maybe they haven't pulled the video. But he says this did not happen. He was not arrested. It was just a complaint that was issued when he allegedly, and I quote again, brought the pain to the face of the victim. So we just wait and see what happens.
I'm dying to know what the hell happened.
Same
where you're that pissed off. And it sounds like he just randomly ran into him.
Yeah, I get the same
after
impression.
After 10 years, right?
10 years
and
later.
I'm thinking like
how 10
years.
How big is Staten Island, by the way?
Not that big.
Thank you.
You take out all the mob, you know, houses.
Is there anybody that you've been angry enough where you could stay angry at them for 10 years?
Oh, yeah. I could think of five guys off
but
the top of my head.
But enough where you'd go up to them and just immediately punch them in the face.
No, not that.
That's what I mean. Like, that would have to be a level of anger that I can't understand.
But if this did happen, it sounds like something happened between this man and his daughter.
I would think that would be the catalyst for it all.
So I'm sure there are a lot of dads listening that are going, I get it.
Okay.
And I think that's the funniest part of this story.
That he dad up.
Well, like, look, man, Wu-Tang Clan was a scary rap group back in the early 90s, right? Old Dirty Bastard and the rest of the guys. Right? And you looked at these guys as criminals and thugs, and they were breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And in this story, he is accused of breaking the law. But I am going to assume that the majority of men that looked at these guys were like, oh, what a bunch of scumbags, look at this story and go,
get him.
Good job. You got him. And it's also a story of a 53-year-old man kicking the ass of a younger guy.
Yeah, part of it, too.
Yeah.
Like if
28.
It's got a Clint Eastwood kind of tone to it.
So like if I'm a 60-year-old dude who watched Wu-Tang Clan come up and wasn't into that music and looked at them as like, ooh, scary, I don't know how I feel this morning.
You're probably downloading some of his music.
We're very good, by the way, if I may recommend it. Do you tell that story? If you're the guy, 28 years old. If you're the guy who got his ass kicked.
By somebody famous or just an old man?
Well, so he's already dated Method Man's girlfriend.
Right,
so he had that bragging.
Yeah. He's been to the house.
This is a story that went national. So, like, getting your ass kicked by a celebrity would be a fun story to tell. But he's also a celebrity that's almost 20 years older than you.
Yeah. I think he's still got a brag.
Okay.
Right, it's a name.
But he kicked your ass.
Yeah, because you'd brag in a way where, like, well, I can't hit an old man, so that's why he got the best of me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he jumped me. I was working out. Didn't even see him.
Yeah.
It says he hit him 11 times. How many times are you going to get hit before you're like,
stuck up on 11 times?
Close fist, too, man. I also died to know what part of the gym it happened in, because that matters.
You think he's at a machine or he's in the weight room?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because if you're running on a treadmill, all of a sudden Method Man is blasting you in the face.
I'm going to say the machine area just because, you know, weapons could be used in the weight area.
That's a great call. Yeah. You're probably right. Also, man, you know, it is just after New Year's. Everyone's got their resolution.
Yeah. I guess this is done.
Could you imagine, like, you go back to the gym for the first time in years.
Yes.
And on your, like, sixth trip there, you're watching Method Man beat the hell out of someone in the middle of your gym.
What have I
didn't know
missing?
He was getting a floor show.
Like, just the fact that Method Man would go to your gym would be very exciting.
Yeah, I think it would keep that New Year's resolution going a little
longer.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
What's going to happen next?
That's a great point you just made.
What's that?
Like, this guy goes to that gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if Method Man goes to that gym, that's probably known, like, some celebrities come to the gym. And he would have known that. You would think like that. Like the gym gossip would have gotten back. Like, you know who works out here?
Yeah.
Okay. So can I?
Especially Staten Island.
Let me fill you in on some Method Man background. What makes Method Man so damn charming?
What's that?
He came from working class roots.
Oh.
And he is a guy. You remember that show MTV Cribs?
Oh yeah.
So sorry to spoil it for everybody.
He didn't have a crib.
All of those homes were rented by the celebrities to look cool. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Except for Method Man. And if you go back, I highly recommend today, at some point, find this MTV Cribs.
I don't know where to find that.
He lives in like a duplex. This is when he was at the height of his fame, right?
This is on Cribs.
This is on Cribs. He lives in a duplex. He's got like a finished basement with a pool table. His doorbell didn't work. So when you got there, you had to touch the two wires together to get in. He had what he called a box of dollars in a shoebox on his fridge. So he's like, yeah, man, I get a dollar. I put it in the box. Kids come sell me candy bar. Got my dollar here ready to go. He also did this really great segment on some news station years ago where he worked at, God, maybe he was a Statue of Liberty as a kid. Like, he worked in the kitchen.
Like a legit job.
Yeah, so he went back, and they followed him with cameras, and everybody that he worked with was still there. Like, the manager and a bunch of coworkers.
Lifetime job.
They loved him. And the funniest thing is, you know, Method Man, with his tattoos, and he's pretty built, and, you know, he's a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, looks like an intimidating person. And this, his boss is like this 70-year-old, short, white guy.
Yeah.
And he embraces him like he's a child he hasn't seen in 30 years. Like, he seems like a guy that
good character, good guy.
But like one of those guys, like, he never let anything go to his head. He gets high a ton.
But, so he's like a McDermott kind
of
guy.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's the McDermott of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, yeah. We're looking for character thugs.
So, but that was the long way around of getting to, maybe it's not that big a deal that Method Man's hanging around because he's hanging around everywhere.
All right. He's just kind of cruising around Staten Island.
It would be like seeing Lou Gramm and Wegmans.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Punching me in the face 11 times.
Lou, if you're listening.
I would understand.
Go for it.